Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and we can be set free from your health problems. Today we have an incredible topic. We're going to be talking about that pesky, sort of nasty sinus congestion, sinus infection, sinus whatever you want to call it. If you have a sinus problem, then today we're going to set you free with some natural holistic techniques to clear out those pesky sinuses and deal with the fact that, listen, we got to talk. The medical approach to sinus infection is actually causing a bigger deal. It pushes the bacteria and or viruses deeper into the body, which makes them return over and over again. And if any of you have ever dealt with a sinus infection, we got to make sure we understand it's not technically an infection the way you think. So we're going to go over conventional methods and what they propose, what the dangers of taking an antibiotic or sort of, you know, these over-counter decongestions, cough and cold medications. And we're going to let you know how to clean your sinuses out naturally. Let's get all that crud out of our body so you can heal, breathe well, breathe clear, and be free from congestion and the sort. Today is, of course, your health hour. So, you know, you guys realize that, we broadcast live, facebook.com/AskDrErnst. We have a video feed in the studio here. It's a great way for you to engage, to comment, to let us know where you're at, where you're watching from. Maybe you can shout out a testimonial or two. Listen to this. Just this last week, we had three emails come through in the last couple days. Vicky, I'm giving you a shout out. Cornelius, North Carolina. Ready? 23 pounds down in just 8 weeks after downloading our cellular healing diet ebook and following the diet plans and recipes. Guess what? Free. How do we get that? AskDrErnst.com. You'll see a subscribe button in the smack dab dead center of our website. And you get the ebook, you get some shopping tips, and you get a sort of like total body cleansing program that has different recipes that'll help to clean out your bowels. Why do we do that? Well, your guts, and they control about 80% of your immune system. So Vicky, what a great email. Thank you for sending that in. 23 pounds. Hey, look, would you like to lose 23 pounds in 8 weeks? Yeah, AskDrErnst.com. Joan, Charlotte, North Carolina. Love this. Dr. Ernst recently went to my medical physician, had my checkup, 50% reduction in my thyroid meds, first time in 20 years. Look at that. 20 years. 50% reduction. Here's the deal. Joan gave us permission to share this. I met her at one of my thyroid seminars. We found out that she wasn't actually hypothyroid, instead autoimmune. If you got a thyroid problem, make sure you go onto our podcast. So that's at iTunes.com. Type in Ask Dr. Ernst. We have hundreds of condition-specific episodes. She came to one of my events. We built a custom plan for her, did some testing, found out, whoops, it's autoimmune. So we went after the antibodies, and now here she is sending an email saying off meds by 50%. That's huge. Kevin Gastonia, listen to this, guys. We did a diabetes show last week. I gave herbs and vitamins that can help you to decrease your blood sugars. Kevin from Gastonia sent us an email just this last hour saying, I'm already seeing a decrease in my sugars, Dr. Ernst, 20 points down on average. How exciting is that, Kevin? Great. Listen, if you're out of the loop and you want to heal, we're here for you. Not only do we have our topic of conversation for the hour every week, but I don't know if you know this or not, every single month, two times a month, I invite our listeners to a special event where you can join us for dinner. Yes, the food is free. The conversation will change your life. We're gearing up on developing a dinner seminar that is designed to help you hit your health goals. And listen, it's like, you know, in like 3 days. So it's Tuesday, November 19th. I'm going to throw a shout out. If you have weight that needs to come off, if you have a medication you want to reduce and or get rid of, if you have a health issue that medicine has said, you know what, we don't know if we can do anything for that. If you want your life to come back, if you want more energy, if you want to feel younger, if you want to change your life, but do it holistically, naturally, no medications, no crazy diets, no insane gym workouts, and get results quickly, that is the Ask Dr. Ernst way. So it's a dinner seminar, and I'm inviting you and a guest, and all you have to do is do something real simple. Ready? Pick up the phone and call this number, 704-906-2094. I'm doing this right now because, watch, we only have 10 seats left. This dinner sells out every single time I do it. 10 seats left, Tuesday, November 19th, 6:30 p.m., the food is free. We're going to custom create this meal conversation to you. So once you register, you'll get an email from my office, and they're going to say something like this. What is your number one health condition you want to improve? What have you seen as the potential cause and or fix from this from your medical physician if you have? How motivated are you to make a change onto this? Because I'm going to give you the information you need. We're going to talk about testing. We're going to talk about protocols. The dinner is yours, 704-906-2094. 10 seats. And look, we have the whole hour. I know all 10 of them are going to be gone. So for our early birds who say, yep, I want my health back, we are here for you. 704-906-2094. So sinuses, ready for this? Sinuses are a big deal. Most of us don't pay attention to our sinuses until we have a sinus problem. And then guess what? Don't you want it to clear out as fast as you can? Don't you want to get rid of it, you know, as quickly as possible? And you go, what can I do? What can I take? So I'm going to go over today 8 common sinus infection natural remedies that actually work. These things will clear you out, because the challenge with most of our sinus problems is we wait until it affects us and then we try to do something. So if you've got that thick, yellow, brown sort of just gunk that comes out of your nose, if you're having difficulty breathing in and out, so one side blocked up, the other side open, congestion, chronic postnasal drip, you guys realize that's a huge problem for a lot of us. Sinus pressure and or sinus headaches. If you get that congestion around your face and your eyes, starts to ominously begin at the top of the skull and work its way to the back of your head, woo, you can be set free today. If you get headaches, referred to as sinus headaches, we're going to clear them. If you get continuous colds, right, so that cough, cold, congestion that keeps coming back over and over and over again, we're going to discuss the number one interference for your immune system that makes that happen. Don't forget about just feeling tired and fatiguish and having, you know, earaches and et cetera. All of that during our top of the hour today. It is your health hour. This is the Ask Dr. Ernst Show, clearing sinus congestion naturally. And don't forget, we have our dinner seminar coming up in just a couple days, Tuesday, November 19th, 6:30 p.m. And the call line, if you'd like to join us to break free from medications, to lose weight, to feel great, have your energy back, is a simple phone number, 704-906-2094. Hey, the call line, 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. When we come back, how to clear your sinuses, how to breathe better, and how to live your life to the fullest potential. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and we can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and wow, we have a great topic today. Partly this topic came from people asking over the last couple weeks, when are you going to do a show about chronic sinus congestion? When are you going to tell me about how to clear out my sinuses, all that gunk, and my fact that I'm having a hard time breathing through one nose consistently, and I get this cold over and over and over and over again, and despite taking over-the-counters and my antibiotics, like I'm sick of these chronic sinus issues. Look, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but according to some statistics I found, 37 million Americans say they at least have one episode, just one, of sinusitis or sinus infections on an annual basis. We get into the neighborhood of now going chronic, to where you have them repeating or consistent allergy, congestion, sinus issues that block up the ability for you to breathe properly through your nose, result in a lot of gunk and drainage and sinus congestion and postnasal drip. And now we're getting to the point where it becomes up to 10 to 15 million people. And I know it's a chronic problem because A, I see it in my clinic all the time. B, we tend to notice that a lot of people who have chronic sinus infections have other health issues. And I want you to think of it like this. Your sinuses are an external representation of what's going on internal in your body. If there is inflammation, if there is some sort of underlying root illness or sickness, your sinuses are going to be the very first thing that start to express, because it is the natural method of your body to eliminate toxins through your sinus cavities. Think of it like this. If you're loaded with viruses or bacteria, or you have some sort of toxins, the easiest way for your body to deal with it is to try to somehow push it out of you. Then come out in your urine, then come out in your stool, then come out in your sweat, or guess what? Then come out in your sinuses. And while they'll do that, mucus production is actually something that is natural and encouraged. Now, here's where it gets a little crazy. Most people who have a sinus infection will say, well, it hurts, it's difficult, I've got pounding headache pressure. So they'll rely on like either an antibiotic or an over-the-counter decongestant to try to treat their sinus infection. But what often happens is the symptoms clear. So maybe, yes, the nose opens up and the pressure decreases. But have you actually addressed the underlying reason that that sinus congestion is there? Typically, most of the time, the answer is no. So what happens, as you can imagine, is guess what? It comes back. And sometimes it comes back with a vengeance. And then the second round of antibiotics or over-the-counter decongestants may or may not work. And believe it or not, I don't know if you guys have seen this, they're getting to the point where it's getting to be such a huge issue with most of us having sinus problems and or, you know, allergy issues or chronic sinus infections, that there's now a plethora of new medications. And there's even this sort of trend to say, oh, you know what, if you have chronic sinus congestion or if you have chronic sinus infections, you may actually have a condition called nasal polyps. Have you guys seen these commercials where they talk about a brand new inhaler that you actually connect from your mouth to your nose and you exhale using your breath to push the medicine up deep into your sinuses as if somehow the original medications, the nasal sprays, the over-the-counters, and the antibiotics aren't getting deep enough. So I like the analogy of this new sort of drug that says it's deep, it's rooted in your system. And it's not a nasal polyp per se, nor is it a deep, deep-seated infection. It's just the idea that we need to support your body's natural detox processes, make sure we address viruses and bacteria properly. And guess what? Your sinuses should be free and clear month after month, week after week, day after day, because chronic sinus congestion, chronic sinus infections, continuous mucus production and or pressure within the skull and the head, to me is a sign you have a health issue that we're not addressing. And it is not the sinuses per se. Now, most of the time what happens is the congestion leads to some degree of an infection. But I want to be transparent with you all. 90 to 95% of the time, the infection is not bacterial. It is more likely viral. And what happens is if you do the traditional medical route, you'll be given an antibiotic. And I hope you guys recognize this. Antibiotics treat bacteria and antivirals treat viruses. So if your sinuses are full of viruses and you take an antibacterial, it's not going to clean out the sinuses, but it's going to kill different bacteria within your body. And we're now learning this, that chronic use, even just one dose, ready for this? One single round of antibiotics can completely wipe out the healthy bacteria within your gut. And it can take you up to 6 to 7 weeks to rebuild them if you're doing healthy rebuilding protocols, which would require probiotic use, prebiotic use, and using some nutrients and things to clean the bowels out from the damaging effects of what antibiotics do. Now, here's the deal with sinus infections, okay? You have a whole plethora of sinuses within your face and or frontal section, nose, mouth, etc. You have your frontal sinuses up at the top. You have the sphenoid sinuses that sit at your nose, the ethmoid sinuses, which sits sort of right behind the crease of the eye. You have your nasal sinuses, the maxillary sinuses. And so all these sinuses, when healthy, what they do is they filter the air that you're breathing. They help to moisturize it so it actually is warmed up as it enters into the body. And you have these little villi, hairs, mucus, etc., that are designed to catch all of the crud that we breathe in. So hopefully you would recognize that the first step, if you want to talk about natural sinus techniques to clear things out, is to make sure that we're cleaning the air that you're breathing in the first place. This is why it's so important to recognize if you have a challenge going on in your body, it may be that you're constantly being exposed to something. So it could be pollutants and or pollen and or viruses or bacteria within the air. And this is where we've done several shows before talking about how to clean out your air using HEPA filters, using ionizers, using ozone therapies when you're not in your home to clean and neutralize the air that you breathe. You might be sitting in an office cubicle or some sort of area that you need to clean the air out through there. Little simple ionizers you can stick at your desk or portable HEPA filters. That will do wonders. You'd be amazed the number of people who have chronic sinus conditions where we actually don't treat them, we treat their environment, their surroundings, and you start to see sometimes an almost immediate change. What happens is if you start to get a lot of mucus and congestion within your sinuses, yes, it can become infected, but viruses typically are the number one source of infection within the nose. Believe it or not, this is going to sound weird, it can be a fungus or a mold. And a lot of times, because of the way we have rain that comes in and out, and we live in the south where the humidity levels are high, you'll have mold that can actually get in the sinuses and hang out because it's moist, it's wet, and the reoccurrence of the mold in your nose can lead to chronic infection that can lead to sinus congestions. So here's the deal. People who already have allergies, if you have asthma or you have some sort of like deviated septum, you're a little more likely to have this, but it doesn't mean that you have to be plagued with this. So we talk about clearing out our sinuses, and we want to do this naturally. I'm going to share with you some of the most common healing methods to clean out sinuses. And the neat thing about this is that they're effective not just within the nose and the pathways, but they're effective throughout your entire body. That being said, remember, these strategies often work in combination. So let's start with numero uno, okay? If your body is expressing lots of sinus congestion, mucus, postnasal drip, you have to look at it from the perspective of we'd like to somewhat encourage that process. Now, I know you might scratch your head and say, you want it to be more congested? No, we want to encourage the natural flow of the mucus and thin it out and get it out of your body rather than blocking it, preventing it, or pushing it at bay. See, the challenge I have with like over-the-counter decongestants, nasal sprays, and all that stuff is they work at making your symptomatology decrease, but they're not actually enhancing the ability for the body to clear out whatever's causing the initial infection and or blockage in the first place. When fighting some sort of virus infection, I'm going to be honest with you, the easiest thing you can do is to boost your immunity by using what would be called a cleansing diet or some sort of mucus/lymphatic flushing protocol. This helps to maximize the amount of nutrition you consume in a day or two. It boosts your electrolytes. It increases your hydration rates because I'll tell you truthfully, one reason for chronic sinus congestion is just the simple fact of dehydration within the body, which causes your mucus, which you would naturally produce, to be thick, which causes it to get congested and stuck in the different sinus cavities. Staying hydrated not only thins out your mucus, but it will loosen it and prevent it from building up in other areas and other sinuses and getting infected further. So we can use liquids, and I'm going to be honest with you, one of the best of all bests for cleaning out colds, congestions, flus, sinus problems is doing a version of a bone broth fast. Bone broth is loaded with nutrition. It has healthy fats. It even has levels of amino acids, glycines, and prolines that are very supportive of the immune system. And these amino acids are extremely helpful for fighting down bacteria, viruses, and other infections. If you were to do a 1, 2, or even 3-day bone broth fast, most people who do this will say within a matter of 1 to 2 days, their sinuses are already clearing out. They're starting to breathe better. They notice a boost in their immunity. They start having more energy. And guess what? As a side effect, you can start losing weight. Bone broth is an exceptionally easy thing to make. It's simply either taking bones from animal products like beef or chicken, sometimes even fish, and putting them into some water, mixing in either things like celery or garlic or onions or ginger or turmeric roots to make a nutrient broth that once completed, you simply remove the bones, strain out any individual components that are left behind, and consume this as a liquid fast. Guys, there are studies showing that if you do something like a bone broth fast for just 3 days, which might sound like the end of the world to you, but have you ever noticed that when you're sick, you have a lot of congestion, you have a headache. Most people say, well, I'm not really interested in eating. I'd rather sleep and rest. This is your body's natural techniques of coming at you saying, guess what? If you were to rest and fast, we will take care of you. This is the neat thing about the human body. 3 days of broth fasting has been shown scientifically to take your immunity and turn it on to the nth degree, sometimes 100, 200, 300 times higher. You start to produce stem cells. You start to produce activation of what's called autophagy, which is a biochemical process where your body eats things that are foreign, like the viruses and the bacteria, the mucus that your body's trying to produce to get all this crud out of you. So you can do a simple bone broth fast for 1, 2, or 3 days, and it helps to clean things out. Again, you could try doing a water fast. You could do a lemon water fast. You could even mix apple cider vinegar and some sea salts into some water and just fast with that. Again, you'd be amazed the amount of effect that cleansing can take place when you flush your system. Another component to it and why we add garlic and onions is because these things are extremely powerful as being natural antiviruses, bacterials, and everything else. They contain certain nutrients called allicin, and also vitamin C, vitamin B6, selenium, and other naturally occurring detoxifiers like glutathione. And what they do is they work as powerful antioxidants to reduce or to eliminate the inflammation and the infection going on within the body. Garlic has been used for centuries to combat various types of infections, including the virus that attacks the sinuses. It's also known to be a broad-spectrum antibacterial. So what happens is this sulfur-based compound that's found inside of it is an extremely high antioxidant. It's also an antifungal component. So again, if it's mold in the sinuses, it'll clear it out. It's rich in selenium and has been known to be a detoxifying nutrient, again, for the use over thousands and thousands of years. Here's a simple technique for cleaning out your sinuses quickly. Take a small amount of raw honey. Take about 2 or 3 cloves of garlic. Smash the garlic, mix it into the raw honey, and consume that in about maybe a teaspoon to 2 or 3 teaspoon amounts on an hourly basis. And what you'll find is you'll see your sinuses start clearing out. You'll see your energy start lifting. You'll see your body start healing. My goodness, where is the time going? We are working our way through natural ways to clean out your sinuses with the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, listen, we have a commercial break coming up, but I want to throw out an offer for you. If you have chronic sinus congestion, if you're dealing with a health issue, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, if you're taking a medication and you want your body to heal, let's do it naturally. Let's seek the root cause. Let's talk about how to develop a health plan that you can implement so your body will heal by itself. Dinner with Dr. Ernst, Tuesday, November 19th. I'm asking you and a guest to come out to eat with me so I can teach you a method for self-healing. 704-906-2094. Again, the dinner's free. All we need is your number and your name and your information. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back. Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and we can be set free from your health problems. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. We're talking about cleaning out our sinuses. You know, the challenges most of us at some point in our life are going to deal with some level of a sinus congestion, sinus infection, etc. And we talked at the top of the hour how we kind of ignore our sinuses until all of a sudden they get clogged up. And then we want to do everything we can as quickly as possible to get them cleaned out, to get us breathing back again, and to prevent any sort of infections. And while conventional medicine will say, oh yeah, just take an antibiotic and maybe use a nasal spray, a decongestant over the counter, that might help you with symptoms. But what we find is the underlying root cause, the weakness to your immunity, is still present. So what happens is they come back. And, you know, I've coached a lot of people through chronic sinus issues, allergies, health issues, etc. And I know this can be a daunting and ominous thing that can plague us for many years. But what I have found over the course of being a practitioner for 13 years and getting feedback from clients and patients is that once you address the underlying root causes and you go a more natural route, not only does the sinus issues clear, not only do allergies sometimes clear, but your body generally works better, responds better, heals better, and we no longer get plagued by chronic sinus issues. It's a big deal. It affects about 37 million Americans on a regular basis. And there's, again, likelihood, a chance that you've had some degree of sinus congestion, sinus irritation that keeps returning. So our topic is, how do we go about this more naturally to address the underlying root causes? And most of the time, when you get a sinus infection, it's not a bacteria. It's actually a virus. So a lot of the techniques we're going to be teaching you are how to clear out viruses from your system, not just your sinuses, but your entire body. And if you can do that, reduce your viral loads, you boost your immunity. We also mentioned that, especially in the South, a very common irritant towards our sinuses is actually mold. Anytime it rains and then you have a little warmth afterwards, you're going to have mold spores naturally in the air, because when things get wet, they encourage mold growth. And so we live in the South. The humidity's high. So when it rains, guess what? Mold starts to form. Most of us breathe it in. And you may have never connected the fact that you get chronic sinus issues, headaches, or sinus, you know, infections around the same rainy times. So we can help you to get this out, as long as we understand that all we have to do is cleanse and clean the body's natural detox process. We talked again about how one method is on doing either a water or broth or salt water fast, simply for the nature of flushing the tissues, rehydrating your sinuses, and helping to thin out the mucus that naturally gets clogged up when we have this underlying viral infection. We talked about the idea that garlic and onions have been used for centuries for being natural antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungals, which means they go after the mold. I gave you guys a little secret on taking raw honey, about a teaspoon or two, crushing it into that with using some garlic. Crush the garlic into the honey and eat one of those about every hour on the hour. And what you'll find is it's thermogenic. It helps to boost your body's natural immune response and can clean out the viruses that cause sinus congestion and help to open up your sinuses. Onions are also another great way. They've been used to prevent sinus infections for eons, and one of the best methods of doing it, believe it or not, is making your broth with onions, but yet chopping the onions. And as weird as this sounds, because of course, you know, you've probably had the reaction where you get the runny nose and the eye reaction from the vapors off the onion. There are actually techniques showing that you should breathe in the smell of the onions while you chop it to clean out your sinuses. So we're making a nutrient broth so we can fast ourselves down, boosting our immune system. We're chopping up garlic and onions. We're inhaling that. We're fasting off of it. And boom, you've got a natural method of cleaning out your sinuses. Another method is becoming more popular today. It's using what are known as Himalayan salt therapy rooms, or even doing nasal washes or nasal rinses to the sinuses. The reason, again, this works is that Himalayan salt is extremely antibacterial. In fact, we used to cure things with salt to prevent bacteria, mold, and stuff from growing onto it. So if you've ever had like a salt-cured piece of meat or something of this effect, without refrigeration, you can salt cure meat, and then it doesn't grow bacterial pathogens. It doesn't get mold onto it. It doesn't actually rot. It's a version of preservation and techniques of food. So what we can do is actually sort of clean out the sinuses using this Himalayan salt, because it will get rid of viruses, bacteria, pathogens. It helps to preserve your sinus pathways. I'm going to say it should be a regular routine for you to wash your sinus cavities. Just like we wash our body from contaminants every day when we shower, most of us are not washing out the filters that we have within our sinuses. And guys, it's really easy. They make certain little saline packets that you can purchase at Target and Walgreens and Rite Aid and Walmarts and these kind of places. The only challenge I have is a lot of you will say, oh, it's the neti pot time then, right? Stick the neti pot on my nose, turn the sideways, and let the fluid flow through. You can do that, but guess what? There's easier techniques that are more effective to get deep up into the upper sinuses that are involving things like sinus rinses. And it's basically sitting right next to the neti pot. It's a little container that has a nose adapter, and you put the warm saline solution into the bottle, and instead of leaning your head with a neti pot, you connect it to the nose, you lean over the sink, you physically squeeze the solution through your sinuses, and it gets all the way up into those sinuses that fall behind the eye, up into the front of the head, and then you flow it out on the other side of your nose. And guess what? The salts are cleaning out the sinuses. If you did this at least once a month, you would notice that your chronic sinus issues will become less and less and less over time because you're cleaning the sinuses out regularly. You can also take part in this new wave of what I'll call salt therapies called the salt rooms or salt caves. You know, the nice thing is we have a sponsor, Lake Norman Salt Spa, just giving them a little love, where if you were to go and do a salt session where you actually go into the room, sit in this sort of like, I'll call it reservation, relaxation room. What happens is you have about 7,000 pounds of salt on the floor. They have a special generator that puffs the salt into the air. You can breathe the salt in through your nose, through your mouth, and you get the cleansing effect. In fact, a lot of the clients who have been to this location have shared through their website that within just a matter of minutes, you can read the reviews online at lakenormansaltspa.com. But what happens is you breathe the salts in, and it gets into the sinus cavities, it gets into the lungs. Salt's a natural antiviral bacterial, and it helps to decongest the sinus pathways. So right now, because of course they are a sponsor for us, they're offering the opportunity if you have an absolutely 100% free salt session. That's a 50-minute halotherapy salt session, and that comes with you booking a massage. So their current promotion, if you book a massage that's a salt stone massage, you get a 1-hour free Himalayan salt therapy session, and I would highly recommend you look into that. Visit lakenormansaltspa.com for more information on that. And know that I'm going to be honest with you, salts and salt therapies are an exceptional way for A, cleaning out your sinuses, B, flushing your body of toxins, and C, helping you to naturally rehydrate because salts will retain water within the body. My goodness, the time is flying by. You know what that means? We're having fun today. Don't forget that I have a dinner seminar coming up on Tuesday. It is the 19th of November, 6:30 p.m. The food is free. I'm looking right now. We have 5 tickets left. That's 5. They're going to be gone by the end of the hour. If you want to reduce the medication, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get your health and your life back and do it holistically, alternatively, no medications, no crazy gyms, you can return back to your full vitality. 704-906-2094 is the number. All we need is your information. We're going to ask you what your topic of the hour is. We're going to custom develop this dinner for you so we can help you to heal yourself. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. And hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and we can be set free from your health problems. We're talking today about releasing sinus congestion, sinus pressure, sinus headaches, all of the sorts. We're going through some natural techniques to allow your body to heal itself from chronic sinus conditions. At the top of the hour, we mentioned that most sinus infections are actually viral, not bacterial. And so the danger that lies in conventional medicine of taking over-the-counter, you know, decongestants or getting a prescriptive antibiotic is that we're not addressing the underlying root cause. And most of the time, 90 to 95% of sinus congestion is due to a chronic viral overload. And so what happens is the sinuses actually secrete the mucus to get the viruses out. So if we want to go to help the body clear this from root causes, we need to boost natural antiviral, antibacterial, and cleansing properties. We talked at the top of the hour how, again, it's mostly virus and it can be fungus and or mold. So you only have about a 5% chance that your chronic sinus issues are bacterial. And if we can help you to turn the tide with your immunity to go more antiviral and antifungal, you can not only clean out your sinuses, but you can prevent reoccurring infections and the sort. We mentioned that one of the best techniques across all avenues for you to heal and clean out sinuses is to do a cleansing, what I'll call sinus fast. It's the idea of taking either lemon water, salt water, or preferably bone broth and going for a 3-day window, hyperhydrating with these nutrients, cleaning out the sinus pathways by reducing the thickness and or the congestion of your sinuses and allowing the mucus to naturally thin out and be expressed. What we're doing here is instead of treating the symptoms, we're supporting your body's natural detox process. Fasting has been shown to boost your immunity up to 200 to 300 times higher than if you don't. And it also stimulates stem cell production, a process known as autophagy, where we go around cells of your body actually eat the viruses and the fungus. And again, we're supporting the natural method for you to clean yourself out. We mentioned that garlic and onions are the two most common sinus cleansers. And you can simply take garlic, crush it, stick it into a small amount of raw honey, and consume that on an hourly basis, which will open up your sinus pathways. And we mentioned that you can also put the garlic and the onions in your broth to help to activate some natural antifungal and antibacterial properties. Look, did you know that garlic across the board, ready for this? I found something interesting over last commercial break. Just by itself, garlic alone has been shown to improve your metabolism, helps you to absorb nutrients like calcium and iron, is extremely rich in sulfur compounds that are actually antiviral and antifungal. It's an exceptional source of selenium. And what we see is selenium is a primary immune booster. So a lot of the times if you're having chronic sinus issues, you may just be deficient in nutrients. It helps to regulate the amount of fat cells that are formed in your body because it's thermogenic. It helps to burn fat. It has cardioprotective properties. It lowers blood pressure, triglycerides, cholesterol, blood sugar, protects against oxidative stress, helps to reset the ability for you to absorb vitamin C, vitamin B6, and other nutrients. Is, again, antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. So, like, we're looking at one power food that's great for clearing out sinuses. And the unique thing is most of us know about the power of garlic, but most of us are either cooking with it where we heat it up, it denatures it, and drops its power. It should be consumed raw. And the best way to do that, again, is to hide it in a little tiny bit of some raw honey and do it on an hourly basis. I'd like to shift gears, and we talked briefly about salts and salt therapies, how you can do sinus rinses and even visit some of the various salt therapy clinics that are around the Charlotte or within your region. Breathing in ground Himalayan salts have been shown to not only clean the sinus pathways, but cause anti-inflammation, clean out the lungs, and result in your body's natural detox processes being enhanced. So you can definitely check out salt therapy clinics and also doing some nasal salt flushes. There are a ton of herbs that I want to teach you guys about that can help to clean out your sinuses. Some of the most famous are licorice, eucalyptus, fennel, peppermint, and ginger. And so this is a great way for you to potentially either get these things individually, make some sort of tea and or I'll call it a tincture out of it. I was looking online during our last commercial break, and this is something that my wife and I use frequently. There is a tea called Traditional Medicinal Breathe Easy, and it's a combination of those roots plus a couple other extra herbs that can actually help to reduce the likelihood of you having chronic sinus infections. A lot of times when we look at these individual nutrients, we find that what the reason they do this is they have an extremely high ORAC rating, O-R-A-C. It stands for Oxygen Radical Absorption Capacity. And what this means is it's sort of a rating of its antioxidant power. So when we talk about herbs that support your immune system, We're looking for anything that can enhance self-regeneration, fighting off of infections. We want to look for these things that are very powerful. And this is where, again, licorice, eucalyptus, peppermint, and ginger have an extremely high auric rating for cleaning out not only just sinuses, but they work as being antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory. What's nice about this is these herbs have also been shown to enhance the expectoration process, which means the clearance of mucus from sinus cavities, throat, lungs, etc. Again, remember, the number one thing we can do is actually encourage your sinuses to drain themselves rather than block them with decongestants or antibiotics. When we look at how they work, specifically licorice has been shown to replenish mucus membrane production by helping your body to actually increase its mucus secretion so we can get this out. It clears the bronchial systems. It opens up congestion within the lungs. Eucalyptus is a strong antibacterial and antiviral. The vapors of eucalyptus alone have been shown simply to clear sinus congestion. So you could either make some eucalyptus tea, drink it. You could use eucalyptus oils, mixing them with some coconut oil or even some MCT oils, wiping them on your sinuses, putting them on your chest. Ginger, as we know, has an extremely high antibiotic property, and it's also been shown to boost glutathione, which is, again, a major detoxificant. Remember, if you could take home a message about chronic sinus congestion, it's usually there's chronic congestion within the body's lymphatic and or detox processes. Echinacea is also another one. We know it's a powerful antimicrobial, huge immune booster, and it's been known for hundreds of years to be what I would call just a general immune support. So again, if you were to look for herbal-based teas, blended teas, or even essential oils that can help, these Breathe Easy teas or these herbal teas can help to actually clear your sinus pathways. Here's something I want to teach in regards to, again, boosting your immune response. And it's the concept that sugar will deplete the vitamin C uptake within the red blood cell. Now, this may be a little sciencey, so I'm going to go deep into it. All red blood cells in your body have specific receptors for vitamin C. When you have elevated blood sugar levels, the red blood cells, the white blood cells, all the cells of your immune system lose the ability to absorb vitamin C. And when vitamin C levels go down at the absorption within a red blood cell and a white blood cell, they've shown estimates that your white blood cells will be reduced by 25% within its capacity to fight viruses, mold, bacteria, etc. So what this translates to is this. If your white blood cells have sugar bound to the vitamin C receptor, their effectiveness drops by 25%. So we can do one of two things. We can flush the sugar from our body by doing either a bone broth fast or going low carb, making sure that during times of chronic sinus congestion, we avoid anything and everything that stimulates sugar production in the body. Or we can also do what's known as a vitamin C flush, wash the white blood cells and red blood cells with vitamin C so that we have a higher concentration of the vitamin C, which helps to support the white blood cell production. To increase vitamin C levels, we need to do a couple things. Number one, you need to ensure that A, you're consuming between 3 to 5 grams of vitamin C on a daily basis. There is a technique known as a vitamin C flush, which basically results in you taking about 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C every hour on the hour until you get to the point where your bowel systems start to release, meaning that it's going to encourage you to have bowel movement. We know now that what this has done is you have saturated your vitamin C levels within your blood, so your white blood cells are now coated with vitamin C externally. The research shows that if your vitamin C concentration around the white blood cells is fully saturated, you actually enhance the ability for a white blood cell to go around and kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and fungus by up to 200% their normal capacity. When we're looking at vitamin C, you got to be really careful. It is not necessarily just ascorbic acid. So if you're just going to your counter or your cabinets, you're pulling out what's known as vitamin C as a supplement, and it says the main ingredient is ascorbic acid, be careful. That is the synthetic version of vitamin C. You want to make sure that it's packed with bioflavonoids. You want to make sure that you're seeing something that's not just vitamin C. Typically, we recommend getting a raw C complex, which you can find at most health food stores, or even your holistic physicians, chiropractors, you know, your natural practitioners will have this. By boosting your vitamin C levels, you can enhance the white blood cell production so it can go around and clean out viruses and bacteria. We also know that zinc is an essential immune support component. It is common that is throughout, you know, our cultures that most of us are zinc deficient, simply because if you have a condition like, say, diabetes, or you have a thyroid problem, or you have leaky guts or taking any sort of medications, vitamin C tends to deplete as a result of us having these underlying conditions. We know that vitamin C works to boost your immune system by producing a protein called human cytokine interferon alpha, which will inhibit the replication of viruses and bacteria and funguses. Zinc also upregulates your entire immune response to help you build antibodies against the foreign invaders. Another way to boost your immune system is by using enzymes, like digestive enzymes when you eat your foods, but specifically for sinuses, something called superoxide dismutase. It's a powerful intracellular antioxidant that can help to enhance enzymatic process within the cells of your body. These are the enzymes that break down viruses and bacteria and pathogens. So again, yet another method of boosting your sinus capacity and reducing the infections and getting rid of sinus congestions would be to simply take a high-quality zinc supplement, usually 20 milligrams every 4 hours until your sinuses start to clear, and also using superoxide dismutase, which you can again find at most health food stores, vitamin locations, etc. When we look at the functionality of these nutrients and these techniques that I'm teaching you, here's what they do. They decrease inflammation across the board. They suppress viral and bacterial growth within the body. They promote healthy immune function. They'll help to increase the ability for your body to clear out congestion by decreasing the thickness of the mucus production that we find within our sinuses and our lungs. They're expectorants. They help to get the body to naturally excrete itself. And they encourage natural production of healthy sinus pathways. So these techniques here alone can take something from a classic chronic sinus infection and reduce it down to clearance within just a matter of a couple days. Lastly, and sort of a little technique I want to teach you guys, is the concept that you need to understand that your sinus pathways are intimately controlled by the neurological pathways that come out of the neck and upper back. When a lot of people talk about having chronic sinus issues, they visit their chiropractor or they see an acupuncturist, so someone who clears neurological stressors, we see an almost immediate clearance of their sinus congestion. In my office, I've seen people get skull cranial adjustments, upper cervical adjustments, and have their sinuses clear in a matter of seconds. If you are looking for more natural techniques to clear out your sinuses, visit AskDrErnst.com, type in the word sinuses, and you'll find a lot of our information and protocols. Don't forget, my goodness, we're at the end of the hour. We have a dinner seminar coming up on Tuesday, November 19th. We are down to only two left. Look at this. We started at 10. We're down to two. Would you like to lose weight? Would you like to clear out your sinuses? Would you like to reduce a medication? It could be blood pressure. It could be cholesterol. It could be triglycerides. It could be sugars. Your body can heal by itself when you know the underlying root cause. This dinner is free. It's our opportunity to help you to develop a custom program for your health. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hop on over to facebook.com/AskDrErnst. 4 minutes of fun for our live stream viewers, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.